Hey, light worker, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You are tuned to the Listen to Your Own Medicine podcast. This podcast will take you through a journey to return to your true purpose and awaken the authentic power of your soul. This podcast is for light workers who want to start using their own medicine from their heart and remember their true magic. It's time to live a fulfilling life full of joy and abundance. I'm your host, Vika Didvalene, founder of Satkara Temple, and I'm sharing my unique medicine to help you to find your authenticity and to bring it to this world. I believe that you came here to shine your light bright, and I'm inviting you to listen to your own medicine podcast to find the inspiration and teachings of how to bring your gifts and your light to this world. It's time to listen to your own medicine. I believe that you carry your unique medicine in your heart and you came here to share it. So let's get to it. Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to Listen to Your Own Medicine podcast. And we're connecting here on the season two, Soul Remembrance. And today we're going to be sharing the magic of my sister, Jody, and we will be talking about ancestral wisdom, the importance of it. Hi, Jody.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
Welcome, welcome. So, like every episode, I want to invite you all to tune in with our energy, allow yourself to receive. Make sure if you're doing this short meditation, you are not driving. Allow yourself to close your eyes. Drop your shoulders. Start connecting to your breath. Breathing through the nose, feeling into your heart, settling into the space, allowing yourself just to be, just to receive what your soul is ready to receive. Finding yourself relaxed, having few more deep breaths, bringing your attention to your heart, giving yourself permission to love, to be loved. Awakening ancestral wisdom inside your heart. Remembering. Allowing your heart to remember. A few more deep breaths. Arrive fully. If you are comfortable and have time and space to stay connected, you can stay and listen with your eyes closed and receive what you are ready to receive. And if you're watching us on YouTube, of course, you can watch. This is your choice, many, many choices. Welcome, welcome. Oh. I wanted also to... I will give a quick breath. I introduce my sister Jody. This is such a beautiful day today. Many of you who know me or who listened of my shows or tuned in or got a chance to connect with me, you know that I live based on Mayan cosmovision, and every day I connect with the energy of the day. And we have a blessing to connect from all over the world, as much as the social media and all the publicity can create a damage. At the same time, it gives us the opportunity to share the medicine, to inspire each other, to support each other. And Jodi is from giving her medicine today from Liverpool in the UK, and I'm here in beautiful Sardinia in Italy. Well, actually, we arrived one day before yesterday, and I still haven't got a chance to put my feet on the land, but I feel the energy is different because we arrived from Spain, and today we're connecting with the energy of Achmach in Mayan cosmovision, and it means the forgiveness, it means the introspection, it means if we look at the properties of the animals or the birds, of what each Mayan energy governs, it would be a bee. So we instantly can imagine what bees does to the world, do to the world, and what medicine they share, and how we can actually connect. So this is a really, really powerful day, and I feel blessed to start this day with you, my love, and today to share your medicine. And this is the invitation from Achmach to forgive ourselves. Today is the day 7 in the Trisena of Tzi, the Trisena of unconditional love, of the justice. So let's start creating the justice for ourselves from love and forgive. Stop carrying all those burdens and allow ourselves to live free. So today we're speaking about ancestral wisdom and the importance of it, and actually tapping what it is, why we need to connect with our ancestors, what is that wisdom, how we can share it, and why it's so important. And we're talking about the medicine of the earth, the medicine of the elements. We're talking about the birth, the beautiful path my sister is walking as a birth keeper. We're talking about the ceremonies, about the importance of the ceremonies and how it really can shift our energies, our lives, what the impact of it. And all those ceremonies came from our ancestors, and how we actually weave it within this modern world. How all those practices, the connections support us here, you know, in this life, you know, in those modern days when we have busy minds, we have so much to do, you know, we need to find the time for ourselves, for our soul to be replenished, to find the balance. And with Jodi, I got the opportunity to meet, I think it was probably only the very beginning of this year. Then we connected through beautiful medicine, Spirit of Cacao. I think I was hosting the mini course, How to Connect with Spirit of Cacao, and to start connecting with the Nawalis, with the Mayan cosmovision, with the energy of the day, and start living in that way. And I remember Jodi did the course, and I think it was only 4 days, but it was so, so powerful, because cacao just like went so deep into each other's hearts. And then, yeah, we will speak how all this unfolded and what happened later. But yeah, so I would love to give your magic here, to share it, to spread and shine what you do. You know, you're such a beautiful soul. You bring so many souls into this world, so it's an honor to have you here, really. And thank you.
Thank you, Vita. So, want me to just share a little bit about
Yes, love. So, Yeah, please introduce yourself to the listeners or people who's gonna watch this recording. Who, well, what you do, what is your medicine, what is your inspiration, and then we will flow.
So, yeah, I'm Josie, and yeah, I'm a birth keeper. Also, I do womb healing, yoga teacher, ceremonialist, work with cacao now. So, I would say a mix of all kinds of things, but I really love how you have spoke about the ancestral wisdom. Because it's something that I weave through all of my work. It's something that is a thread that just comes through everything that I do. So yeah, it's trying to do a lot of things, but it's I feel like my work is really based around the womb, around life, around death. Birth and death is something that is another thread that comes running through the my work. And yeah,
Wow.
and
Wow, it's so powerful, incredible. You know, I think we're trying to put all the magic in like few sentences, and really is so much bigger. When we start weaving the ancestral wisdom, we first of all we need to, you know, understand how to connect with ourselves and who we are, and that, you know, our ancestors are speaking through us. It's not, you know, and this is a message what we bring to this world. This is a healing what we bring to this world. This is how we connect to our roots. This is so important. And we have, each of us, we have unique path, unique soul, you know, path, and why we came to this world, what we came here to do. And you know, you carry beautiful energy of Baz, which is a weaver in Mayan Cosmovision. You know, you have that cheeky monkey's energy and, you know, enjoying life, dancing, you know. And for you, it's really it's like a perfect path to weave. Is like finding, you know, I know a lot of people, and we know how many of us struggling to find that path or true balance in life and feel and live fulfilling life. But you being in such an age, you know, young age, and carrying your medicine and sharing your medicine, it's really powerful call. And being able to tap into it and find that courage and power to walk that path. I really can bow to you, sister. It took me many years, you know, to finally, okay, something is not right. So I need to do something about this life and start walking the truth of my heart. But then we, what we do, what is that truth? You know, many people, and we think like, well, this is what I do because I went to university. Now I got the profession, whatever it is, and this is what I'm gonna do all my life. I will get married, we'll have kids, and you know, we'll do the cycle, get the mortgage, and blah blah blah. But if that is what you want to do, if this is fulfilling life, this is amazing. This is beautiful. But what I find, and a lot of us, especially in spiritual community, when we start building that deeper connection to our heart, we understand that a lot of the things what we did in life, or sometimes still doing, of course, it's only based on deeply embedded patterns. And as much as we talk today about ancestral wisdom, those patterns comes as well from our ancestors. So it's not only, you know, the magic. I mean, it is a magic, but we put it in that, you know, black box of the magic. Those patterns, those beliefs, what our ancestors had, what they went through, you know, the suffering what they have, we still have it in our hearts and we still carrying it. And sometimes it's not necessarily what we experience in this life. You know, sometimes what our great, great ancestors experienced, but we have to give the payment for that. So I find ancestral healing is what breaks us, what cracks our hearts open, what we actually, when we actually start thriving. I mean, it's not always just one, you know, one thing will happens and we suddenly, you know, oh, I healed. It's ongoing journey, as we all know. But more and more connection we find with ourselves, more and more those patterns we break. Whatever it's our patterns we carry from, you know, the way we learned, the way we've been taught, the way somebody said something to us, and we created that image in our subconscious mind, and we keep operating, our nervous system keep operating on that. Or we have this from, you know, past generations, and without knowing, we, you know, carrying that pain, we living the same pattern. And the only way to break it is to connect to our heart. So how we connect, you know, we go through, I will allow you to bring your magic to speak about the birth, how important is, what is the importance of the birth, when woman, you know, gives birth to a child, when she brings the soul to this world, what it gives to us women, if we have a chance to experience, you know, to give a birth in our life, you know, it's magical, not all of us having that, but how with this we break, you know, we do healing. How our womb carries all this, you know, wisdom, but the pain as well, and the pain as collective. So let me just start with one question, because I think I like just to go wide and then realize, okay, it's going to be a day of this episode. So let's connect with your heart and just share, then was, you know, the breaking moment of your, in your life, when you suddenly notice that, you know, the birth keeper path is calling you, how you discovered, or, you know, maybe it led some other things or experiences led you to this path. And yeah, just when it happens, I'm so curious.
So interesting and really magical. I feel the call into the birthkeeper path is like, it's always, it just feels so magic, because there's just so much involved. There's like, it's like a really deep calling. And for me, it really, I think it started with my connection to my womb. So my, like, I went through a process of having polycystic ovaries, or being diagnosed with polycystic ovaries, and losing my moon cycle for about a year and a half. So I had no periods for about a year and a half when I was about 24. God, I don't know what he is now, but yeah, so that kind of like led me into, you know, why, where's it gone? Like, what's happening? And I was getting told by, like, you know, my doctor, like, there's nothing we can do about it. You just have to wait, or there's a pill we can give you. And I sort of, I was already quite connected to my intuition at the time, because I was already on that path through yoga. So I was a yoga teacher. I was very connected to my body. And at the time, it just didn't feel right. So it just didn't sit right with me, that I was like, no, there's something else, there's something more here, and I need to look into why this has happened. So then I went on a journey of like delving into womb healing, and I'd never heard of it before, and I found this book called Yoni Shakti, and it's like it looks like a bag, it's like a big massive book, and it's actually my teacher, Uma, she wrote the book, and I remember just looking through it, and I was like, wow, like, I was a yoga teacher at the time, but I didn't know there was this, you know, all about, you know, yoga for women's bodies, and, you know, all this stuff that I was not aware of before, and how we, you know, go through these seasons and our cycles, and our bodies aren't the same every month, and we go through these like changes all the time, and I just wasn't aware of these, you know, these happenings of our cycles. So that just led me into down this path of discovering more and more, like reading more books, and then I realized actually my womb is like alive and I can live in things. So I just started connecting and like, you know, just putting my hand there and, you know, asking like, are you okay? And I think it took about 2 months of doing womb yoga, connecting, changing my diet and just these things, and my bleed come back. And I was like, wow, like I was told this was no way it was happening until I took like medication or like pill. And since then I was just like, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it's so powerful. And you know, a lot of the time when we go to not traditional, but the doctors, GP,
yeah,
whatever, you know, of course they treat you the way they taught, you know, they've been taught in university at the school. So it's not, you know, we can't blame them, because this is, you know where you're going. You know,
yeah,
you're not going to womb healer, shamanic, you know, medicine woman, although some of them might be, but they're not even allowed to do that at work. So that just shows, you know, I have the same diagnosis. And I remember when they said, oh, we're going to put you on a test in London Hospital and we need to understand how everything is connected and blah, 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 and all those pills. And then at the time, I think I was on a pill like for diabetes or something, but then I took those pills off, and then I remember just, oh, you have polycystic ovary syndrome. And I said, okay, so when is gonna go away? It just looked like never. Just like, you know, you're gonna have to live with it, and whatever, you know, it causes for, you know, all of us, or different people who has, because many, we as women, I think probably every second as certain, you know, womb parts which we need to heal. And I just thought, and the way they said it, it made me at that time kind of disconnect, because I thought, oh well, nothing I can do about it. So for me, it took years to understand and start working with my womb. And like you said, it's just that connection when you find with her, it starts speaking to you. And it's just so, so magical. I think, obviously, if men are listening, they think like, oh, okay, we always knew those women are crazy witches. But it's like, I remember one day I started feeling something in my womb, and literally she said, okay, go and play with your alchemy bowls. And literally she chose which bowl to take and to play. And it was like, and all the harmony started flowing. And, you know, so it's in our hands to put the intention, to put the direction, and to start healing the womb. And it's, of course, ongoing journey. So I guess this is the power of the womb, showed you that we are limitless beings as a woman. We creators of life, we of birth. We bring life to this world, and it's just so much more in our womb, isn't it? It's like, it's super, super magical. And how all this, it led you to birth keeper's path?
So I took a training to do pregnancy yoga, because I was only doing yoga at the time, and I was just took a little interest in pregnancy at the time, and at the time it was quite such like a standard thing of why I went to do it, but looking back now I'm like, it was so much deeper than that. At the time I was like, I'm just gonna go and do it because I just want to, like, you know, like, be able to cater for pregnant women for yoga. So I went and I done the course, and it was just the most magical, amazing thing that I've ever experienced. Just, I've never felt that held and just that nurturing, like, loving energy of the feminine before until I got to that course. And I was, because most of the people there, women there, were pregnant. So it was just like so magical, and just like hearing their stories and being around them. And I just felt this, like, wow, like it was like really like emotional. And then I walked away, and I feel like my path just completely changed. It was like my perception of what I was here to do completely shifted from that training. And I was like, okay, this feels like a deep calling within me now. And then I started doing my pregnancy yoga classes, and someone said to me, will you be my doula? And I was like, what's that? I didn't know what it was. And he was like, you know, you can come and be at my birth. And I was like, let me just have a little look about what it is. I've been doing it for a few years at this point, like pregnancy yoga. And I had a look, and I was like, I read what it was, and I was like, oh, that's me.
Wow.
It was just like an instant, like, knowing, like, this is what I'm here to do, and I'm going to do this. And like, it was just so strange. Like, I had all these like fears come up of being like, like, you know, why would I do this? Like, I'm young, I'm, you know, I'm not pregnant, I have another baby, like all these things are coming up about why I shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And but there was like a deeper feeling and sense, and I just felt like it was like a deep connection to, I can feel it, to like ancestors of like, you know, no, this is your path. And and then I was like, right, I'm gonna do it, and I've done it. And honestly, I just feel like now I am like, it feels so like, every time I speak about it, I get the confirmation, like, this is what I'm here to do. And it just grows deeper and deeper the more I'm on my path, and, you know, the connections that I make, and just the connection to the earth, to ancestors, like, it's all just, it feels like it's, my life has just weaved to this point, and looking back to my life journey, and it's just like, okay, like, this has happened, and now I'm here, and this makes sense.
That's just like, even, you know, tuning now into your vibration and hearing this, it makes my heart vibrate. And this is when, like you said, when we know, oh my God, it's me, it's fully me. And, you know, it's so beautiful. Of course, this journey led you to, you know, the yoga, then pregnancy yoga, then womb healing, connecting to this part of yourself. You had to do all this to prepare yourself for, you know, that bigger path, like, you know, what is really you came here to do. And it's just so, so beautiful. And I love the way you share it. Like, I think when you're going to watch this recording, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I love that girl. It's me who is talking here. Yeah, because it's really your soul is speaking, you know, your heart is speaking. And I think, you know, you found your path, but that your ancestors started guiding you. You know, they probably all listening now and just like, yeah, you know, she's doing it. She's breaking the cycles, you know, she's breaking through our suffering. You know, she's bringing our wisdom through her. But also it's important, I think, many of us do. I think when you step into this, you know, spirituality, into those dimensional worlds, multi-dimensional you understand that you are a multi-dimensional being, and it's so much here for us, you start exploring. So even if, you know, start doing it, start coming and guarding, you know, the souls coming to the world, it's not ending, isn't it? It's like the exploration of your heart, this finding that connection, and keep breaking, keep opening new gates, you know, for yourself, for your ancestors, for what more joy, more happiness, more healing, allow all this to come through your heart. And so I really want to hear, I'm so excited about this story because it just lit my heart as well. And I feel like you will inspire so many, you're inspiring already, but with this episode, when people will tune in, they get a chance to feel inspired, to understand the importance of the womb healing, to understand the importance of ancestral connection, to understand the importance of finding it. Also, we will tap into the ways how we can find that connection, how we can reconnect with our roots, you know. And in yoga, we know our roots is, you know, to be grounded, connected to the earth, but then it's so much deeper because we connect to our ancestral lineage as well. So, okay, so you started, you discovered another new of yourself, and what happened then? So how long you been doing this, love?
It will be 2 years this month, actually.
Wow.
At this time. That was, yeah, so it's nice to reflect, actually, on the journey. And yeah, it's been, I feel like the Doula path is a constant spiral. It's like it's an ongoing journey, and it's a very humbling journey. And it's like a constant, like, death and birth. It's like the womb cycle of the death is like that is. That is also, can you hear me okay, sorry?
Yeah.
So that is also the path of the doula, is that like birth and death that we go through every month. And it's such a humbling experience. And I think what you were saying about the ancestral wisdom, it's something that I feel is so important in there, is that connection, but that connection to our ancestors, that's where we've come from, that is where we've come from. And you know, that connection is like super supportive at that time. And you know, to work through that ancestry stuff as well is something that will come up in pregnancy, through pregnancy, and then it's something that is worked through in birth. And if birth is a chance to heal them patterns and, you know, dig through them patterns of ancestral, you know, well, ancestral healing is what it is, birth.
Yeah.
And it's such a magical thing to connect to your ancestors during that time, because they're there supporting the journey, and not just your ancestors but the earth and the elements. Like, just I feel like birth is all of the elements and everything combined into one. Like, it's Mother Earth, it's the ancestors, it's all of that. And that connection is something that you feel in pregnancy, because you are such a bridge between spirit and the earth, and you're literally bringing a soul down from spirit, and you're so connected in pregnancy, like you're so connected through your womb anyway, through, like, you know, we go through these birth and death every month, so you know we are doing that through our wombs. We're so connected to our wombs, but we're already so connected in pregnancy, because we are growing new life. We literally are the bridge between both spirit and air. So that connection is everything, and that will support the journey. And that is something that it's like the way I approach my work is through that, like, deep connection to all of that and to ourselves and our bodies, because all of that, the air, spirit, our ancestors, are inside our bodies as well. So that is something that how I would like approach it, and how I work with women is just building that connection. And
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a strong message. Ooh. I just allow this to sit, you know, with our hearts. And, you know, thank you for sharing this strong message. And, you know, for you to be able, you know, to be a guide for those women to be prepared to be a vehicle to bring the soul, you know, from the spirit world, and for you to be connected with them on a, such a deep level, and to go through all this experience, it's such a big, big responsibility. And you know, like in Mayan culture, you know, the birth keepers, midwives, they are the, you know, the most respected woman shamans in the community. You know, they are who hold the community, and everybody goes to them. So I really, really bow to you, sister, for the work you do. And I'm happy for all the beautiful mamas who's gonna work with you. And I know some who worked with you already, and how we felt the connection and how you came into their lives. It's just super, super magical. And I feel it's I don't know, it's because one of the babies was yesterday, the birthday, isn't it? It's because it was on my birthday as well. So it's it just yeah. And my sister at sea, yeah, it's just very beautiful. So thank you so much for sharing. And I really wanted to pull this into the, I know for me, what is coming now, it just, life is a ceremony. And when we put all the events together, because if we're really, really living this life of integrity with ourselves, if we, you know, like I said, it's a journey. We, you know, yeah, I live in integrity, but how many times ego, you know, old patterns comes in and kicks you out of it. And, you know, that integrity might be smashed under the surface, and then evil starts talking. Well, I get those days. Not gonna pretend, you know, but I live in my prayer, you know, every day before, in the morning or at night, you know, I ask the spirits to help me to stay connected. I ask my Nawali to guide me, to help me to come back to my heart, you know. And I honor those decisions. Even sometimes I make those decisions maybe not truly from my heart, but I feel this is a lesson what we learn, to be less judgmental to ourselves, so we can, you know, open another gateway and explore ourselves. The life is an exploration. It's not a place for judgment, because when we judge ourselves or we judge others, it's like, it's the same, isn't it? We just find somebody to pick on, but really we just looking at our shadow parts, which we still need. So I know you do many different ceremonies, and we met through, you know, this beautiful guidance of spirit of Mama Cacao, and it makes me smile. Like, it's like everything, you know, we do here, it's just such a blessing, you know, to have the lives we live here. Even they might not be every day as joyful as we want to be, but we understand that we are cyclical beings, you know. As we talk about the womb, it's a cycle. It can't be, you know, always be up in creative mode, you know, and just give and receive. We need to nourish ourselves, you know. We need to go maybe in a little cave and explore what's happening and just allow yourself just be who we are in that moment. And it's so important to connect with the cycles, especially as a woman, because we give so many births, you know, it's not necessarily a baby, you know, and we don't have to give a birth constantly to babies, you know, when we know, I had a beautiful, beautiful episode with Nana Lou, and we were talking about Latin American culture, then, you know, we've been like, okay, you're pregnant, baby is coming, another baby, you're pregnant, another baby, and then, you know, it takes a while to understand that, well, you don't need to, you know, have every birth bring all those babies when you can't sustain life. You know, we also, you know, very much, of course, we are part of the nature, we are the same as the nature, but we have the mind, we have the knowledge, and we live in this modern world, so we have, you know, the opportunity to implement this knowledge with ancestral wisdom and weave the old with the new and create something even more deeply rooted. So, you know, also remembering that we're gonna be ancestors, you know, so we want to be the ancestors who, you know, set those patterns of freedom, set those patterns of exploration, of joy, you know, we don't want, you know, set karma for, you know, future generations and keep, you know, oh, okay, my womb, whatever, I'm just gonna do my thing. We want to support future generations because it's us will be coming through them. And what I love about Mayan cosmovision and about Mayan culture and many others, you know, pagan cultures as well. But since I find that deeper and deeper connection with the Mayan cosmovision and their culture and exploring my Nawali and my connection with it more and more, it gives us really a freedom of life in the most natural way, in the simplest way. I know we need to work out our mind, you know, break through everything. But then we find that connection with our true self, with our soul's path, with the elements. We get supported from the cosmic stars, from cosmos, and we're bridging everything. And then we just, you know, we become this magic, you know, we already are magical beings. But that magic comes through us more and more and allows us to light even more magic in others from what we do, you know, how we show up, to ourselves every day. This is, you know, we have a choice. Do I want, you know, to stay connected to my truth, or I'm just gonna just kind of become a follower, you know, like, and then the lives start taking us, you know, it's just like the wind blows. And then if we are not strongly rooted, when we just blow the direction that others want us to blow in a way. So all this ceremonies, all this connection, it's really, really important. And yeah, like I said, I know you do other ceremonies, and now you are, I know you're finding deeper and deeper connection with your Nawali, with Mayan cosmovision, and the spirit of cacao. I know you've been serving it and connected before we started the apprenticeship. For many of you, some of you will know, but I wanted just to say that we developed our Nawali's connection through working together on Matios Mayan Cacao Ceremonialist Apprenticeship and having this relationship through the spirit of cacao, exploring ourselves and weaving separately but together, you know, finding that path. And as much as sometimes it's not easy, But I don't know, I feel like cacao has this power to hold our hands, to help us to walk that path, and to allow us to deepen that connection. I say the mama cacao, but it's really connection with ourselves. It's really connection with our hearts. It's she just the mama who just, okay, you forgot. I will remind you, you are part of the earth, you are the same as I am. You are powerful. You can have anything you want and create anything you want. You are connected. And then she gets those reminders. And sometimes it comes in a different expression. Those reminders sometimes come so strongly. The way she is directing us to take decisions in life. And sometimes we think like, oh, I don't know why I'm doing this, but we feel that strong force, she's like enhancing us to go where we need to go. Because the mind is very present, isn't it? But it's not easy to always see the soul and follow the soul's path. And I feel cacao really supports us on that. So thank you so much for trusting. And I remember talking to you that day. And I said, I don't know, maybe you will want to share that. I'm not, it just was so beautiful. So how you started hearing the whispers of Mama Cacao to understand that, okay, I want to explore this relationship. I want to find deeper connection. I want to know what is my own cosmo vision, what is behind it, why it's, what is it? Yeah, so share a little bit of that.
Oh, I feel like I have been like connected to cacao for a couple of years now, but I like you mentioned earlier, you've done the 4 day cacao ceremonies and ceremony course, and that for me was like super powerful. It was like I had never connected in that way before. Like it was like such a strong connection, and I was receiving so much guidance, and like my heart just felt like I can't even put it to words sometimes, because it was just such a deep connection that I've never felt before. And I remember after the 4 day ceremony, the connection just never went away. It was still so present. It was like, and it was amazing, because that was when you were doing the after other course was about to start, the apprenticeship, the cacao apprenticeship, and Cosmo Vision. And I think I was like feeling the call, but like there was fear there, and I was like, it was like a lot of just like stuff coming from my head, and it was like, all the reasons why not to, the same as I did with my birth keeper course, this, all these silly things, which thinking back now is just like, oh.
I just wanted to really, it's I think we so conditioned from this aspect, then something was suddenly gonna break the cycle and will open us to our true potential when the ego not gonna have access to us anymore. All the possible reasons will come in that moment. You're not good enough. This is why you're not good enough. This is not for you because you are this and this. This has cost that much and it doesn't worth that. Or, it's not the time. You can do it next year or whatever. Like, cacao or whatever birth keep, like you just can live comfortable. Why would you dedicate that time now? You know, because it's whatever, especially when we dive into such a deep mentorship journeys, when we're gonna actually connect with other souls. This is a soul's work. This is a soul remembrance. When we really start denying everything, I feel like we start denying every part of ourselves. This is just the ego expertise, what it comes in that moment. And but if we catch ourselves in that moment and tune into the heart, everything just feels so right, isn't it? So I will allow carry on, because I will share what I experienced recently as well.
It's like so much assistance comes off around, and I think I've really started to get to know that resistance when it arises now, and being like, I know you now.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm not gonna listen. Well, I might listen, but then I will take the decision from the
I'll come
heart.
back to my heart. Yeah, and
Yeah.
Kakao was really supportive of me with that. It, like, you know, since the, which I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But so I think it was like 2 days before the course was starting. I was like, the calling was really strong, and I was lying in bed, and I was like, just like getting this, like, guys, like, you know, like, you should be doing this course. Like, this is right for you. Like, it's calling, it's like a real strong calling. And I was like, this battle, like, no, it's not the right time. And in the end, I was like, I surrendered to my heart, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna message Mika tomorrow, and it's fine. And I just went straight to sleep.
But that is just like, it just, I mean, it amazes me every time. But the way, I'm just gonna give you a quick brief, the way this course came to the birth. It's so last year, springtime, I went to Guatemala with I went to study at the metaphysics school. But before I was going to Guatemala, and I have a lot of friends and other teachers there. I started receiving, like, laying in bed, and like, I didn't know much about Guatemala. I just knew for a couple of years that I have to go there. Not questioning, I'm going. The flight was booked, then COVID happened, and obviously I didn't go. Anyway, okay, I'm going now. I'm going study my dreams, you know, metaphysics, Kabbalah. I'm going and I'm receiving downlines, laying in bed like a week, 5 days before. You have to go to the lake and find Mayan people. And I'm like, my mind, like, I even didn't know that the biggest population of Mayan communities lives around the lake. I didn't know that. And my mind was like, where the hell am I gonna find Mayan people? I don't even speak Spanish. Like, what is going on? Because I have no idea how, you know, everything is there. So anyway, so I went there, and I met my teacher Walter, and then we studied for a month, and we connected, and all this learning Mayan Cosmovision. But there was no intention, you know, to, like you, I was connected with cacao for a couple of years and serving cacao. But that just, after that, the relationship of understanding changed it. The understanding what cacao is and what Mayan Cosmovision, of course, it just, we're just scratching the surface. It's not, it's a journey, going deeper. And then I came back home, and then last autumn I got the opportunity to reconnect with my teacher in Ibiza. And then I had a big ancestral healing during fire ceremonies for a few days. And then on the day three at the fire ceremony, I started receiving those messages. But like, so clearly, you have to teach this course. And I opened my notebook, I remember, and started writing everything, because it was like a download of the, and I was like, I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm connected with cacao. I'm connecting with my nawal, with the fire. I'm doing fire ceremonies. I'm just, and I've written down everything. And I got back home and I didn't question. I just put everything, the course was ready. And, you know, there is not that much about, I mean, there is loads of cacao courses, you know. But Mayan Cosmovision, and I'm not Mayan, you know, I'm just, who would do that course? You know, then logically you would think you could Google, you might find those something similar in Guatemala or maybe Mexico, I don't know. But it was nothing like that, you know, online or in person. But I didn't question. I just, now when I look back, who would do it? Even a few days ago, my partners are like, people don't know what that is. Like, why, you know? But that full trust of the guidance, surrendering that this is what I have to do now to fulfill my path. It doesn't mean that it's going to be, you know, for the rest of my life. And then we hear that call, when we hear that connection, then we surrender. So I feel, because this course was born and channeled through cacao spirit and through Nawalis, that's why you came and other girls came and started hearing the messages, because it's not, it's just so much deeper what we think serving cacao ceremony or connecting to your Nawal and understanding the energies and the meaning of life can shift. And especially for you, being as a birth keeper, it's just, you know, it's like, well, that just like makes sense that this is the way it is, you know, this is the way it is. But it takes, you know, get in the right place at the right time and to receive that information and actually to find the courage to trust it. Because how many times we, oh, it's, you know, it's not the right time, it's not the right time, I'm not doing. And you're not doing, but obviously the bubble burst and you still have to do it. Just maybe a little bit later.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I think as well, for like when I finally said yes, I felt like it was such a big relief. Like my whole body softened once I said yes, because it was like it was right. It was just my mind that was making me convince, or trying to convince me, you know, the ego was trying to like convince not to. Yeah, and the course was just everything, everything and more, and that connection to cacao has just deepened and deepened from the very first, you know, the 4-day ceremonies that we've done. Like, it deepens even more, and I know we spoke just a few days ago and about how she just supports me now through life. She's just always there supporting me, and you know, she's really present through my work that I do. Like, you know, it makes sense. Like you're saying, it makes
of
sense.
Of course. It's like she is a womb. She's a mother earth, the womb. It's like, so, oh, I get shivers now. It is really powerful. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, I feel for us who did the small 4 days mini course, which is to understand if it's right. It's not like you have to do the apprenticeship after the course. But my intention was to show people, you know, that everything is possible and how much power we have within ourselves. You know, because I feel even after first ceremony, It was wow. After second, it just got bigger. Third and fourth ceremony, I think most of us even got ill because we started like processing so much. And I was talking to a few girls and laying in bed like, oh my God, that migraine just it is because she it seems it's not like, you know, the healing, or it's not like, oh, this is amazing ceremony and I'm so happy. The cacao teaches us to be vulnerable. You know, to allow that vulnerability to come. Because when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, you know, we can take others' vulnerability, we can help them to open up, you know, and to hold the space. Being as a healer, as you know, whatever path we're walking, this is, we get such a big support from her. And, yeah, I feel like that 4 days course, it was, yeah, thank you for sharing that because I always remember it. And actually we're gonna start second round very soon at the beginning of October. So my heart is like, oh, I'm scared. And you know that deep knowing that I'm sure many of you will come on this course. You're not gonna lose the opportunity, just you know, to feel the power of the Nawalis, to feel, to witness probably many souls how they're gonna start opening those gates, you know, for their hearts to soften, you know, to step into their power, to start walking the path they actually came here to walk. So cacao is like I think she is the first who gives her hand and supports us. But when then we start finding that power to start owning or finding our true path, and then the deep work starts. So we have cacao along the side. And then we start, of course, depending where you are at your journey. But I believe, you know, people who took Matthieu Schmein Cacao Ceremonial's apprenticeship or will be taking it, this is actually so much deeper because you will be connecting to your Nawal, to your energy. You will start living your. We're living what we have to live. We're living our path already, but we're just gonna be like ripping all those layers off and start shining it through fully, you know? So our essence become embodied. And that journey is not necessarily, you know, it's magical, but it's also painful. Because we go through so many ego deaths, you know, so many patterns, so many things. What I find myself, and probably you as well, when we go through this process, I think the most difficult part to let go the parts of ourselves which we love. Which we attach to, which we, I'm this and I love it. I want to be like that. I want to look a certain way, you know. I want to be, I love it, you know. But then, because we're stepping into bigger power of our true essence, that connection is deepening, then this part needs to go because we're constantly changing, you know, we're evolving. So this part needs to change. And then, how to navigate that moment to fully surrender, to let go of who you are, and surrender fully to the unknown, which is super painful most of the time. This is the art. I think we're going super deep now. Guys, don't worry, the apprenticeship is not like that. No, it is. It is. It is. You know, I feel you can't put this apprenticeship to cater it this is what it is, because it the walking along the cacao, each of the journey is different, and my journey never gonna be like yours, and you know, Maria's, or I don't know, Anne's journey is never gonna be like, you know, we might meet each other, you know, at some point in life and do similar things and match a frequency, but we are going through our own thing. And this is what I love about it, what I love about cacao, what I love about fire, what I love about Mayan Cosmovision, the Nawalis, that we start owning what we're going through personally. We drop this comparison thing, you know, we drop this ego grasping, you know, owning, having more thing. We want to have less, you know, we want to have the freedom. And yeah, so I don't know, I think I feel I could talk about it, and I think, like, okay, I want to record a video, like 2 minutes video, what apprenticeship is, and I never can, because it's so much more than a few minutes video, and it's so personal to each of us, and it's for very few of us for now.
I feel like it's a real commitment. It's a real commitment to self.
To yourself.
Yeah, and that can feel challenging to do, I think, at times. And I think what cacao does, which is this connection to cacao, is what she taught me is, you know, before I just was like, oh, it's just like, it's so gentle, they do, 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 do. But actually, she's guiding you into your truth and anything that is out of alignment with that truth. And she'll show you that in a gentle and loving way. But if, you know, and I think that is, you know, that can be hard, and that can be challenging to, you know, see what's out of alignment. And, you know, and then that's where the ego comes in of, you know, trying to hold on, trying to grasp. And then cacao supports you to soften, collect them, and release the grip and the layers of protection that you've built around your heart, to then be open to receive. And I think that is what it's done for me. And, you know, the ceremonies, which were really, like, profound, powerful, deep ceremonies. But each ceremony, it was like an onion. It was like peeling off the layers of my heart, and then open even more. And then, the more I was opening, the more, like, it was more alignment. And like I was in flow, and the guidance was coming in, and you know, just all these like magical happenings. And then for me, it connected me to my Nawali, which the energy of bats. And it was like I spoke about this a few days ago about the how she helps me to remember that essence of who I am. And like, you know, I do go through times of being disconnected, and then you know, she helps me remember. Remember that energy and come back into that essence. So it's so hard to explain, because it's such a feeling. It's a feeling, but it's such a powerful journey that to go on. And I'm so grateful and blessed to have been called to you, Vika, and met all your amazing, you know, sisters who joined as well, and the connections that we've got there as well was just like, yeah, it's amazing.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. It's it's like I don't know, sometimes I just want to cry of the, you know, what a blessing is this life, and you know, the way we connect to each other, the way we find each other, because it's reconnection. I feel when we connect on a such a deep soul level, there is no way that we didn't hang out or were deeply connected in previous lives. It's, oh, okay, I found you again. I remember, you know, you was my sister, you know, my friend, my mother, my daughter, you know, everything. And we start hanging out again and creating, recreating those, remembering those experiences through wherever we need to go in this lifetime. Thank you so much for sharing, of course, the journey with me. And I think we're still on the ongoing journey because we had, we reconnected a few days ago, and I connected with your Nawal. Well, basically I say I, but actually our Nawal is connected and whatever came through. And I spoke to my teacher afterwards, and then she said, well, her Nawali was very happy because I received beautiful, beautiful messages from my Nawali afterwards. And it just, you know, it's like the confirmation. I even sometimes I don't even look for those confirmations because I trust, but when we trust, we get them because we unconsciously weave those connections, whatever needs, you know, to shift, to be weaved and to change. Like you, when we were talking about the constitution of your Nawali, of the cross, you know, your feminine, your masculine side, your, you know, your future and who you are and how, you know, what challenges comes. And then, you know, you said, oh my God, what did you say? You said, but it just makes so much sense, you know. Yeah, it's actually, yeah, this is what it is. It's not just what we can make up. So everything is written in the stars, in the cosmos, and in this world, you know, we're learning how to embody everything, how to bring it to this earth, how to live that fulfilling life. We can't stay, you know, just dreaming and thinking about, oh, I want this, I want this, you know, like cacao came to you, and I believe for many others, yeah, I'm here, I'm talking to you, but you need to do something about it, you know. So we need actually to take the action in order, you know, to grow, in order to evolve, in order to explore new things, to find those new joys. We can't go backwards, you know, the life just moving forward constantly. So thank you so much for sharing. It was an honor to have you to go through this journey. I feel we started apprenticeship. I think when cacao starts talking to us or Nawali start coming through, sometimes we don't know that it's Nawali yet, when we start deepening the relationships. Now, when I go back last year in Guatemala, I was receiving those messages and I thought, this is my spirit who's talking, but it was clearly my Nawal now. But at that time, I wasn't aware. I felt it's just my spirit guides. It's just, but it was like roaring my Nawal. It's just like, this is what you need to do. You need to work with the fire. This is what, you know, and I'm just like, oh no, I'm not Mayan. I'm not good. I'm not that, you know, spiritual enough or whatever, you know. We put the labels on ourselves, and we kind of, I think when we do that, of course it's the beliefs, and you know, sometimes we're scared, we don't feel safe and all this, but it's just to pretend and live in that avoidance, isn't it? Stay in that comfort zone because it's so painful to step out of it. So we just like naturally like, yeah, I'm just gonna hang out here in my soft blankie. But like how many days or months you gonna hang out there? You're still gonna be forced and kicked out of it. And especially, you know, when you start hearing those deeper callings, and for you being already on such a profound journey, and you know, it's like cacao coming, Nawali is, you know, deepening, finding this connection, and hopefully, you know, going to Guatemala soon and connecting to the sacred lands, to the midwives, to you know, this energy of the lake, the energy of the sacred lands. It is a blessing, and it is really, really special. So I wanted to just invite people to connect with you, because I'm sure many will be looking. I will put your contact details on the description of this episode, but how we can find you, what offerings you do, what we can, you know, how we can connect and start working with you.
Yeah, so you can connect to me by Instagram, which is Wild and Flow Rising. And I hold, so actually what I haven't got it, like what I'm going to be doing with cacao, with holding cacao ceremonies, I'm going to be weaving sacred dance with cacao. And so that's an event to be looking out for, where I'm going to be connecting to cacao, which is going to be open to our heart, to then it drop into our bodies and just get playful and move our bodies and express and open up and feeling safe to express in a whatever form that comes in. So that is the ceremony that I'm going to be offering. And weaving them both together, which I'm so excited about. So, yes. And then, I've got my doula work. So if anyone is interested in, any of that, then just contact me on Instagram.
It's Wild Flow Rising.
Wild and Flow Rising.
Wild and Flow Rising. So connect with beautiful Jody, and of course everything's going to be in description. If you feel a call, it's also I received strong guidance. We starting at the beginning of October the mini cacao ceremony course, where people can join. Like I said, it's not for everybody. And last year I got people who joined and they said, I'm not ready for that yet, or it doesn't feel in alignment with me now. And that's totally fine. It doesn't have to. This, you know, we have to be ready to explore ourselves, to dedicate the time, you know. And even if you would like to try what is, you know, cacao ceremony, what is the ceremony connecting to the Nawal, to the energy of the day, that's totally fine. You just try for curiosity and understand. And sometimes, you know, if we don't try, we don't know if it's right for us, isn't it? So I feel it's so many messages there. So we're gonna start this beautiful journey, and I hope everybody who did the course, or most of the people, will join again, because it was so profound. And I hope people who did the apprenticeship with me will come on this small course. And after that, we have the apprenticeship round two starting at the 22nd of October. So this is the deep healing journey. And in this apprenticeship, what we do, we learn a lot about the cacao. We, of course, work with cacao. We connect with her every day. But also what we do a lot of healing work before we're gonna dive into the exploration of the Nawalis, because we need to understand where we actually are. You know, we need to understand who we are, who we think we are. So then we going through our energetics and understanding, you know, what is happening with my roots, what is happening with my ancestors, what is happening with my lineage, what is happening with my willpower, why I'm so blocked, you know, how much I'm connected to my heart, you know, how much I'm speaking my truth, why I'm not using my voice, maybe I'm overusing my voice, you know, how how I'm manifesting, you know, what I'm manifesting. So we identifying this, and when we open ourselves to dive deeper, to work with the fire, to work with Nawalis, then to start building the connection with each energy so we can understand what those energies are, how Mayan calendar works, and we start embodying it, and you get extra course. I think this is the most amazing thing. What you get mini ceremonies, then you can connect every day with the energy of the day. And I want to ask you, Jody, because I got feedback from other girls, but how did it feel for you? Because it adds extra kind of work, but in a way it kind of takes it off, because there is many exercises you have to do, like connect with the nature, connect with cacao, you know, do your homeworks, because it is apprenticeship. It's preparing you for ceremonialist path. Of course, it's ongoing and developing path, but you have to do work. It's not only the ceremonies what we have weekly. You do your daily work, your connection with the Nawal, your connection with the energy of the day. And how did you find that course where you get a mini ceremony? I don't know, it's like 20, 30 minute ceremony. Then you learn how to connect with the energy of the day and how to serve the ceremony, what to ask in the ceremony on the certain days.
Yeah, the 20-day ceremony was just so powerful to connect to the Nawals, the day, the energy of the day. And for me, what it really done is it helped me, like, by connecting to the day, I was able to flow through the day a lot easier. And sometimes there would be days where I wasn't able to connect for whatever reason, and that energy would still be present in the day without me realizing that, you know, what the energy actually was. And I'd look back later on in the day and realize and be like, well, that's already shows up today, like, through the day, and just building this connection to the energies, like, literally shifted my energy. It changed my vibration by connecting first thing in the morning for myself, connecting to the energy of the day, and connecting to the spirit of cacao, and then my whole day then would just be it felt aligned with, supported by that energy. And even though that was, you know, a few months back now, I still continuously connect to the energies, because it just supports me so much to know what that energy is and how I can work with that energy, and how the energy can support me. And then also on top of that, your own energy, your Nawal, and connecting to that, forward on that as well. Like, there's just so much that it can bring and add to into your life. And then 20-day ceremonies were just like a real blessing for me, and I still use them ceremonies now. They're a part of my routine now. Wow. So yeah.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. It's, you know, when I, last year I did many, many ceremonies. I think when I went to Guatemala, I counted, I did over 50 ceremonies probably, from October till probably April. I don't know. But this, you know, I feel like, when we start connecting to ourselves and to the energies of the day, we kind of invoke our Nawal to step into the power to connect with the energy of the day and to create this magic. and to be supported. And when you said sometimes we don't feel connected, and I'm the same, sometimes I just, okay, it's, you know, the energy of Ahmach, but I feel inspired, I feel, you know, creative, and it's the energy, actually, it has those qualities as well. Because what we find more and more working with the Nawals, that they contribute each other. And each Nawal call on other Nawal, then that Nawal can't support us. So they, you know, in the fire ceremony, if we come for a healing, and if, you know, Ahki, who holds a fire ceremony, can't, you know, give the healing from his or her Nawal, then other Nawal steps in. You know, they all, you know, and this is the beauty of understanding this life, that we all contribute each other. We all, you know, we didn't come here to compete. We all contribute each other. And, you know, I'm watching the stars every night, and it's how, for me, it's always like how they could read the stars and create all this science. And I look, and like every night I get more and more insights, but it's like it doesn't even mean anything how they can count whatever then happens, and then it changes. The mind is just like, it's clearly, you know, the Egyptians, the Mayans, I feel this is when all this started, this connection with underworld, with they managed to bring that information and to put here into our ego minds, you know, and so we can learn a little glimpse, because it's a science. It's such a big science. It's, you know, I don't know, I can stare at those stars, like try to memorize which is when and how, okay, this is changing and this is coming there and this is high. Okay, that makes sense. But then that comes and what that, I don't know, it's just like, it's incredible.
Yeah,
and I feel also this, you know, I feel like we start embodying our true essence and start flowing, you know, start accepting that everything is already written in the stars and we don't need to recreate something. When we follow that natural intention, you know, of our hearts, everything is already here. We don't need to recreate something.
Yeah.
And this is the beauty of life.
Yeah. And I think as well with the, you know, we connected you the day and you done the reason, which is really, really powerful. And what as well, what it helped me with is the, you know, these patterns that we have, you know, that we, you know, we're, you know, you know, through, you know, ancestral, or, you know, things, you know, that is, like, over time happens, is coming to understand them through the Nawals, and then being like, ah, okay, so I understand myself a lot more, because, you know, instead of being like, why is this happening, why am I like that, like, you know, and then working with that, which is what I've kind of gained from, you know, it's like working with that and, you know, loving, like bringing love into that area instead of like trying to resist them, like why is this trying to get in the mind?
Yeah, I love that you said that, because this is the key of you connecting to your Nawal. Because when I do the readings, or you start connecting with your Nawal, it's so many energies involved. It's just not only the base of your Nawal, of the core of your Nawal, it has contributing the energies. It has your masculine, your feminine, your past, your future, the Trisena you've been born, this energy influence you, the year lord you've been born. Again, and then you go through life, you know, all the different, you know, energies can surface, but each Nawali has, you know, negative side, you know, has a challenging side. And that doesn't mean, you know that you're not gonna have it. That means that your patterns, your challenge is probably gonna fall into the Nawal's, what your constitution is, negative side. And then we connected with your Nawal, and then I was doing the reading. It, like you said, it helped you to understand that nothing is wrong with you. This is, you know, nothing is wrong with you or with me. When we fall into that shadow side, you know, when into those patterns, because this is how Nawali is. This is how they are. It's not gonna be just, okay, I'm bad, I'm always creating, I'm my birth giver, I'm a weaver, I'm, you know, always in my happiest mode. No, you know, we can drop into, you know, maybe jealousy a little bit. Maybe we see what Rasena we've been born, what's coming from that Nawal, what is coming from our feminine, you know, what is coming from Khan, you know, what is that, maybe, you know, that manipulative energy comes in and really goes deep, you know, like a lightning energy. But also the qualities, good qualities can come, you know, connection with your Kundalini, you know, it's so, so much. But like you said, I love it. The Nawalis helps us to own our shadow, our patterns, and stop blaming ourselves for, oh, it's my ego, it's my pattern, I did something, or my karma or whatever. Well, no, this is just the energies we are, and we have to go through it. And what I love, one of my teachers, when we had a discussion, it's like, you know, when we, a lot of us come from yoga background and from, you know, oh, we can't judge because we create karma, you know, blah, blah, blah. But if we don't judge, we don't understand who we are and how we can heal and what we can do different. We have to judge to understand who we are. You know, if we're gonna stop judging everything, well, maybe one day we're gonna come into that enlightenment, you know. But I feel, you know, we go through this life and of course we gain new patterns, you know, we get influenced by new energies. Of course, we learn how to stay connected more with our Nawal, with our truth, stay on our heart's path, and bounce back to from those patterns, from those clinging moments, you know, or this wanting more in the physical. We bounce back maybe quicker, but we're still gonna fall into it. It's, you know, it's still life, you know, and I think it's a beauty. Sometimes, you know, I do that. I say something and it just, maybe it's nasty, it didn't come from my heart, and just like, you know, I'm glad I said it, you know, I hope I didn't hurt too much of the feelings, or I apologized, but it gave me, you know, another, it opened another gateway for that healing to happen. Because if we hold back, we just block ourselves more. So we need to voice it. We need to say it. If we feel it, we need to experience it. Because if we don't, we just get stuck. And we don't want to be stuck. It's just not the way of living. Then everything becomes stagnant in life. Thank you so much, Jodi. I just, my heart is so happy. Our Nawali is just dancing together at sea and bats, like, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, I feel, and all the girls, you know, who connected and did Matyosh Mayan Kakao ceremonialist apprenticeship or the course, I hope this energy gonna help us, them to reconnect, and I'm sure we feel it, because sometimes we don't need to actually see it because we already connected on a deeper level. And yeah, so it's so, so beautiful, and pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for coming. I think we shared quite a lot. It's much more what we could share if you want to connect with us. Of course, connect with Jody on social media, connect with me. Plenty things are coming. Her beautiful dance cacao ceremonies with her bat energy. It's a nice connection to have and to come and to experience. And if you are going through, you know, pregnancy from this stage of your life to start, you know, going and stepping into this new chapter. Yeah, Jody is amazing. And I love you so much. And thank you, everybody who's going to be tuning in and watching us or listening of this episode. It's coming out soon, probably end of September or beginning of October. And yeah, if you want to say anything, go on, love.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Peter, and everyone. And yeah, I'm sending so much love.
Bye.
Bye.